Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Een van die grootste ekonomiese uitdagings in die land is om meer belegging te lok, veral belegging in infrastruktuur. Daar is talle groot projekte op die horison, maar baie van hulle is al jare lank op die horison en vorder eenvoudig net nie tot die konstruksiefase nie. Daar is tans 263 sogenaamde strategiese projekte met 'n gesamentlike waarde van bykans 2 triljoen rand. Maar net 82 daarvan ter waarde van net meer as 500 miljard rand is reeds in konstruksie. 90 van hierdie projekte met 'n waarde van 1,2 triljoen rand sit steeds in 'n sogenaamde haalbaarheidsfase. Van die redes wat aangevoer word is onvoltooide haalbaarheidsstudies, stadige goedkeuringsprosesse, onduidelike finansieringsmodelle en projekte wat nie behoorlik gestruktureer is om beleggers te lok nie. Dean McPherson is die minister van openbare werke en infrastruktuur. Dean, thank you so much for your time today. First of all, what exactly qualifies as a strategic integrated project?
Those are the projects that government has designated to be catalytic in nature, contributing to economic growth and job creation, and these being a billion rand or more in capital value. So we seek to gazette those in the various strategic integrated project models that exist, which then allow government to pay special attention to them. We fast track regulatory approvals and we elevate them as our priority projects in the country to ensure that there is all of a government approach to them.
And it seems like the majority, especially if you look at the value of these projects, are not moving forward. Why is that the case?
I think that you could look at it two ways. So the quantum value of projects has grown to 2 trillion rand from about 220 billion rand 6 years ago. So we look at that and we say that that's excellent. So we have a credible pipeline of continual infrastructure projects that are readily available. We then say, what have we completed over the last 18 months? We've completed around 250 billion rand worth of new projects. So certainly an extraordinary amount and good progress there. We have around 500 billion rand worth of projects that are currently in procurement. So another good score there. Is it moving as quickly enough to just maintain what we need and then go further than that? Of course, I think we're not there yet. But if you look at the quantum, the value, and what has been completed in the last 18 months, you can see now that the reforms that we started 2 years ago are now starting to pay off. We have momentum. We have a high cadence into our infrastructure build now in the country. And we are also bringing innovative and new items into the process, like our project preparation facility, which we have budget for 600 million rand over 3 years, where we are actually providing the funding to make sure that those projects are bankable and finance ready. So when you look at the whole pie, if you want to call it that, I'm satisfied that we're moving in the right direction. I want us to do it faster and I want us to see even more projects. I'd love to double that quantum of projects in the pipeline from 2 trillion to 4 trillion in the next 5 years. And I think that that should be our goal going forward.
You've mentioned earlier the projects on the list must be catalytic in nature. And of course, you know, infrastructure investments can flow through to much increased economic activity. So which of the projects on the list do you believe are the most catalytic in nature?
Obviously, we start with a baseline of saying that anything more than a billion rand in value, we are more likely to look at projects that are sort of 5 to 10 billion in nature. And we're looking at interesting projects. Let me maybe give you one on the smaller scale, which is the Pilanesberg International Airport redevelopment. We estimate that to be between 1 and 1.5 billion. So very important for the Northwest, for tourism into the Pilanesberg area, Sun City. It burnt down 3 years ago and has never been rebuilt. Now, it has an international license, which we can bring in international flights, also on a cargo basis, particularly there's a lot of agriculture in the area. So a smaller investment, but an outsized return on that investment in an area like that. Or we can look at some of the water projects that we're currently dealing with, around 23 to 25 billion rand, long-term projects that deliver, you know, sustained returns for 20 to 30 years. So it's really about the need. We also look at the geographic need as well and how we can start connecting corridors of economic opportunity and not just merely build in isolation. So our portfolio spans anything from a billion right up to 20, 30 and even 50 billion in some instances.
Government says it needs private sector capital to fund, fully or partly fund, these infrastructure projects. What is the appetite of the private sector to become involved?
Well, I estimate that our private sector gap is around 1.6 trillion rand in private funding. And we have had, certainly since I've been minister just for nearly 2.5 years, this is the most productive interest that we have had from not only development finance institutions, offshore banks, but more importantly, commercial South African banks. And that really excites me and interests me. And we've come to the conclusion that there's actually no shortage of capital anymore. The banks now are ready to get involved. There's no shortage of projects. We spoke about that a moment ago. It's around connecting those two points. And that's why we are so focused on preparation and that facility, that financial facility that we've launched. And we're also growing in conjunction with the private sector. So our real task and our obsession now is to narrow that gap between the financial availability and the project availability and actually start linking those two together to secure those deals. But we are greatly encouraged by, firstly, the turnout that we've had at our infrastructure symposium over 3 days and the commitment from the private sector, particularly in the financial sector, to help us get this done.
So if I understand you correctly, you are saying it is not projects looking for money, it is money looking for projects.
Well, I think it's both, to be honest. You know, I think that, you know, the reality is, and this is why we focus on project preparation, is because the projects are conceptually good, but, you know, financially, they aren't in financial lingo, if you could say that, for the banks. The banks and financial institutions are keen to fund, but they don't necessarily able to understand or see into the project about, you know, what it is that they want to fund. So, you know, we've had some really good conversations around that. I myself chair a structure called the Development Partners Forum, where we're actually bringing in financial institutions, we're bringing in project sponsors that are looking for funding, we help them get ready for that. And it's almost like a Shark Tank kind of process that we put together now, where they pitch towards funders and seek that funding with our guidance and direction. And that's actually starting to prove quite successful as well.
Dean, baie dankie. Dit was Dean McPherson, die minister van openbare werke en infrastruktuur.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.